Washington can be a very busy place. And any combination of issues could have been my focus for this episode of the Washington Report. I chose two issues which have major implications for America and for hundreds of millions of people around the world. The two issues selected for this episode are the report of the January 6th Committee and the U.S.-Africa Summit, with 49 African leaders and their delegations invited by President Joe Biden descending on Washington. Democracy, peace and security, trade and development, food security, climate change, and global health were among the issues on the agenda. I am Ambassador Curtis Ward, and this is the Washington Report. The conclusions and report of the most anticipated investigation since Watergate dominated discussions and analyses in Washington. Hundreds of millions of people around the world have been waiting to learn of the January 6th Committee, whether they found irrefutable evidence of the commission of criminal act or acts by former President Donald Trump. Did Donald Trump commit any crime or crimes in the planning and execution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection? Would the January 6th Committee make a criminal referral of Donald Trump and his close advisors to the Justice Department? The answers, as everyone by now knows, are yes on all counts. We had discerned on the cusp of the release of the January 6th Committee report, from the tidbits provided by members of the committee, that the committee would not disappoint. Whether prosecution of Trump and his ignominious political exit will happen sooner rather than later are questions left for the Justice Department. Prosecution and conviction are now quite plausible. Many, including many Republicans, are hoping for the exit door to hit Trump where the sun doesn't shine. The Justice Department has been investigating Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection, whether he was a central player in a conspiracy to overthrow the will of the majority of American voters and to keep him in the presidency. We'll now have access to the evidence painstakingly gathered by the January 6th Committee. Chances of Trump being criminally indicted, along with a coterie of co-conspirators, now seem imminent. Will Trump finally be held accountable for his egregious acts? It is no more probable than not. Many, including this analyst, wait for the next shoe to drop. An indictment of Trump for his role in planning and execution of the January 6th attempted insurrection and or his mishandling of sensitive national security documents at Mar-a-Lago. Whichever comes first, possible charges from the January 6th events include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, obstruction of an official proceeding of the Congress, and inciting an insurrection. The triumph of the rule of law over Trump's lawlessness is highly anticipated. But it doesn't stop there. Autocrats, wannabe autocrats, authoritarian leaders, abusers of the democratic process, and their supporters in countries around the world and particularly in Latin America and the Caribbean, should take heed. Justice, rule of law, and accountability are coming your way. We have seen Trumpism emulated in Brazil and Peru, and in Nicaragua and Venezuela. While Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil and Pedro Castillo in Peru played from Trump's playbook and lost, Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua saw Trump's actions as validation of their own. An autocracy is also creeping into political discourse and actions by political leaders in the Caribbean. For that reason, I implore Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit of Dominica and other autocratic-leaning political leaders in the Caribbean to apply the brakes on autocracy before it gets to the point of no return and plunges your countries over the cliff. Take heed. The eyes of Washington, the Caribbean diaspora, and the world are on you. The U.S.-Africa Summit provided a new paradigm for future U.S.-Africa engagement. Who could forget Donald Trump's toxic and unhinged verbiage in 2018 about Haiti and the countries of Africa when he called them shithole countries? Trump's xenophobic policies reflected his long-held opposition to immigrants of color, and he specifically targeted immigrants from Haiti and Africa as unwelcome in his race-based anti-immigration policy. At the same time, Trump expressly welcomed white immigrants from Northern Europe. Former President Barack Obama's 2014 first ever U.S.-Africa summit held high hopes for the dawning of a mutually beneficial engagement between the United States and the countries of the African continent. Obama's summit had set the stage for a new relationship of mutual interest in future U.S.-Africa engagement. The new relationship and the level of engagement which President Obama launched in 2014 had, by Trump's deliberate policy towards the continent and the people of Africa, atrophied during the 4 years of his presidency. Trump's disdain for the people of Africa and other people of color was profoundly manifested in his ignorance and neglect of sub-Saharan Africa. For example, Trump's unilateral recognition of Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in 2020, just a few weeks before he left office, which is vehemently opposed by the African Union and most African countries, was but one of Trump's innocuous policies towards Africa and during his presidency. Not only was this an affront to Africa, but Trump's actions also was in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, international law, and the UN Charter. Fast forward to 2022, some 8 years after the Obama U.S.-Africa Summit, President Joe Biden convened his own U.S.-Africa Summit from December 13 to 15, 2022. The outcome of Biden's summit will transform future U.S.-Africa relations and engagement to unprecedented new levels. The African continent will reap tremendous benefits as the Biden administration demonstrates that the U.S. is back in the game. The U.S. government under Biden, consistent with the Biden-Harris national security strategy, will not yield the geopolitical space to China. Importantly, U.S. engagement with Africa is not merely to have access and control over the continent's vast mineral resources and its natural resources, but to invest in the people of Africa. Biden pledged $60 billion for investment in health, food security, climate resilience, energy security, digital capacity development, and democracy and good governance in Africa. There's a great deal to unpack in these programs. The promotion of democracy and good governance in Africa, the lack of which has been a major factor in Africa's lag in development, is a significant commitment by President Biden and his administration. Right out of the gate, the U.S. president pledged over $160 million to focus on the 2023 elections in Africa to ensure they are free and fair. Perhaps a geopolitical coup for Biden is the pledge to give support to the African Union's membership in the exclusive G20. That's a game changer, putting Africa at a table where global economic decisions are made. This is a win for Africa and a paradigm shift in how Africa is engaged by the U.S. and the global community on economic issues in the future. More details on these and other issues to come. For now, this is the Washington Report. I'm Ambassador Curtis Ford. Have a happy holiday.